My name Mark. I'm a composer with either ENA for Nemec, and glad to be here. Another day to draw life on life terms, always. See, Judy test me instead. She didn't know I was. I might been not sleeping or not is sleeping. That's why she did not call me on my telephone. And it don't matter. You could call me on my telephone. I get out at 4 o'clock in the morning, always. Wow. Three wonderful birthdays in my life. First one, March 30th, was just passed. 52 years in Vietnam and 50 years of abstinence. April 27th, we're about to come up. In 2026, no, 23 more days, my regular birthday. I'll be 52 years old. In May the 23rd is my AA. I will be 38 years in that fellowship. That the day I'm about to speak. But I gradually did ask me, and to change it. Because I did rather to be at my AA meeting on that day, celebrating that birthday. Wonderful life today. I am abstinent in recovery. I'm not in isolation no more. And no more such thing of isolation in my life. This life is cherished every day. By God's grace and this fellowship of Overeonomics, welcome people for time to this fellowship. If you coming in, welcome to people for time to this meeting. Welcome. You're a part of my life. Let's get the newcomers out the way. Let them feel comfortable. Thank y'all for coming in this fellowship to help poor little Marky out. Thank y'all. Because in the Bible, I call anonymous quote, it's a cunning baffling power out there. That what y'all are telling to me. If y'all don't open your mouth and say you're a newcomer, you don't have to. If I see you, I said, oh, we got somebody new inside the fellowship. It's still cunning, powerful, and powerful. Your definite is saying that. And that means Marky don't go back out there. It would never be right. It's gonna always be an illness inside this world. Or anything. And I love it. I got a wonderful family. My mother passed away on February the 3rd. That lady was always there for me. Always helped her son out because of first issue she had to deal with, her son's stuff. That was so bad. You would not be able to understand me. Wonderful speech teachers at school. Wonderful ones. I had eight of them in my life, and all of them were good. One of them went this little bit further, the last one in my life. I still talk to her because she is not that far away. In another hour and 45 minutes, she will be coming to work at a school of the deaf in West Office Center. She told me, school of the deaf probably might make you a little bit better. They do more than sign language. I did learn it. I don't do it no more. because of one lady said to me at that school in months, just take your time when you get older to speak. Do not rush. The only time I usually do was when I am reading. If I could announce the words. If y'all in a meeting with me, when what you're, if y'all in a meeting with me, if you think I am talking too fast, shut me up, and help me because a lot of words I can't say. I came a long way to learn how to read and write. I still don't know how to do it, but that's the one gift what God gave me. I love my church. I go to church. About to be inside that church for 45 years in August the 11th. I love it. I do a lot for my church. And I'm going to keep on doing a lot for my church. I love the fellowship. The fellowship saved my life. The fellowship is my life. All three of them things is part of my life. People did look to say, hey, Mark, that putting your family into church above your fellowship. I didn't know that person. If you really think that is true, that put me to the side and we will have communication with each other. I love all three. I truly love Julie. And I truly love my pastor or my sister. Yeah. But they is part of my life. I do all three every day. And all we will be every day. This life is wonderful. I cherish it. I live it. It is my life. And how it goes. Does all three words? Man, sure does. Wow. When I came in the rooms, the 12-step Alcoholics Anonymous were not around in Connecticut. It was an Alcoholics Anonymous, but some people said they went to Alcoholics Anonymous to learn the 12-step and the vision and the principles. They did, but I truly believe people in OAnon are going to help me. But when it really came around, I did apply it to my life. But the tools was the first thing in my life. A plan of eating, sponsorship, meaning, telephone, writing, literature, action plan, anonymity, and service. When the step came in and the principle came in, I said, let me see, the tools is going to be part of the steps and principles. Wow. A strong reading. They do combine to each other if you apply them together. And I love them. That plan of Eden came in. When they really did not take out abstinence, they didn't. Abstinence is still around, but abstinence became a plan of eating. My plan of eating, I still eat sugar. I still eat flour. That is part of my abstinence. I still eat it, but to a limit. That's why our wonderful mother knew how to do it because my aunt and her sister was a bulimic and anorexic. And she knew how to take care of me. She the one did it. She taught her son how to do it. That's the one thing me and my sister did. We learned how to cook. When we were little, we used to run in the kitchen when we what didn't I have enough to do? We ran in the kitchen and jumped up in the chair and watched her how to cook. It was fun. And she was a great mother. It hurted me real bad when my mother passed away on me. That lady was my life. My older sister said, "She's not gone." She said, "She may hear your heart, ma." Every time when I celebrate a birthday, I gave my coins to her. I did not know where she put it. She put it away when we were cleaning up the house. I said, "Look, Brenda." I said, "What?" "The coins, mommy." I said, "Oh, yeah, you gave it to her." Man, every last coin. I wish she was still around to see my 50th anniversary. But yeah, she probably knew I was going to reach that goal. I did talk about it. I said, "Will I ever see the years inside my this fellowship?" I did, with the help of over anonymous sponsorship in my one. Yeah, that I have one. Yes, I don't really do it no more. The way me and my sponsees does it now, we do it different. We get together over each other house or apartment. We get together. We sit down. If somebody have a problem, they bring it up. They're like, they bring it up and talk about it. One of us 35 people will solve that problem before we ever leave that place. We still go to do 12-step calls. And one of the 12-step calls is inside children's hospitals. Hartford Hospital, what is Hartford, Connecticut. The Children's Hospital, what is inside New York City. And the Children's Hospital, what inside Philadelphia. That where the wonderful toys, some of them toys, stuffed things came from. I volunteered constantly there. That part of my life. They gave the to me to recognize them when I'm not at the hospital. I'm going to the one in Philly in another 2 more weeks and to be with them. Don't like little children to have cancer. It hurts because I look back on isolation. Is isolation good? Never. It's never good. If you're thinking good, come tell me. I will go back to it. But it not. I even isolated outside when people were trying to be my friend. I ignored them. Lucky they did not beat me in the head and say, "Why are you ignoring us?" My mother told them my name. My mother told them my illness. Did they still try to help me? Yeah. I kept ignoring them. Bad market, bad. They trying to help me. Did they ever became my friend? Yes, they did. I love service like that. And I'm gonna keep doing it because it's part of my life. Meaning we is at one with now. I love this telephone. When I cannot get to a meeting, if I was sick and we didn't have no Zoom meeting. If Mark was sick, I'm not going to a meeting to affect somebody else. I will get on the phone. Some of y'all, I do call. We talk for a few minutes, probably, or a minute or a second, and talk on the phone. I love it. I sometimes call myself a telephone pest. When people say, "Man, you're not a pest. Yes, I am. I'm bothering you, yeah, but you're bothering us in a good way. You're helping us. And it truly is true. I love telephone writing. Like I said, I can't write that good, but I try my best. The best of my ability. Literature. Oh, we got a lot of literature. The literature I got, let me see. The Big Boy Aqua Anonymous. For Today, Force of Recovery, the Tall and Tall Step Book, the Brown Book, with stories. Some people call that the Big Boy, We Anonymous. It might be. The Abstinent Book, the Spirituality Book, and the Spirit one. I can remember. I'm not going to go with it and get it. I love literature. Does it work? Yes, it does. If I take in a walk and I get frustrated or something outside, poverty or wherever I am, and if I have one of them books, I just open it up. And one prayer I always quote when something go wrong. 34 years of being on the crossing guard, I got frustrated with them people who can't drive. They drive like idiots. Sorry, God, I call people idiots who can't drive. Almost sometimes hit me or the kids. I wanted to sing the long version of the swimming prayer. It's a lot of them. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and a wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time. Enjoying one moment at a time. Accepting hardship as the pathway to peace. This world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right. It's I surrender to your will that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Definitely love that. Does it work? Yes. Calming down, relax, take it easy. Acid plan, almost the same as a plan of eating. Acid plan. Being an exercise bulimic, I hated it because people used to see me when I was working out in the gym. I used to go to the stupid mirror.
Gentle reminder, 2 minutes.
Thank you, my friend. I used to go in that mirror and look at myself and say, I'm back. And I say out loud too. People hear me. My sensei came in and said, Mark, you're too loud. And stop saying that. He knew my illness. Did I stop? Yeah. It was killing me. And that was bulimia anorexia people say sometimes, and even eat off the ground or a garbage can. And I don't eat no more with my fingers. No. Maybe a hot dog or a bun, yeah, but regular food, a fork, spoon, and knife. If anybody suffered from that and used to do that and now lose a fork, knife, and spoon, wow. Talk about it if you want to. Now, I say, I do a lot of service. Anonymity, sacred. The anonymity is sacred. We should not go outside. One of my sponsees did it one day. Me and two of my sponsees used to walk in Central Park. One of his friends came up and said, hey, how you doing? Is you still inside over here, Anonymous? My sponsor wound up saying nothing about me and the other person. He said, yes, I'm still here. And I said, oh, you inside over here, Anonymous? I am too. And we shared our life while we were walking. The joy. of being with another overwhelming person.
Gentle reminder.
Thank everybody for being a part of my life. I cherish your company. I cherish your life. Without your life, with mine, I would be nothing. That's why we come inside the rooms every day of our life. I cherish it. Activity. Who do activity? Who go
Smart.
for?
That was the 20 minutes.
Oh, the wind, you say, just a reminder. Glad to be here. Glad to see y'all. And I love you today. Have a good day. Bye-bye.